Ladies and gentlemen, heeshies, losers, noobs, uber noobs, newbies, tubes, nubs, nubheads, ubnubs, stoners, drug addicts, dumb Asians, hookers, RuneScape members, no-lifers, fanboys, weeaboos, Mormons, gays, straights, curves, geeks, and creepers. Comedy vs. Action presents The Nether Den, the greatest podcast ever, according to four people. Going live in 3, 2, 1.
Here eventually. What's up, guys? Welcome to the Nether Den.
I'm Don't Andy. Kill me.
Drink bleach, oh my faggot.
God. I'm Anthony. You might know me as Zoded.
I'm George, also known as Coke.
Kill me.
And Carlos is
being
wants
dick
to
right
die
now.
Apparently.
Kill
Carlos
me.
Wants to die or something.
Kill me.
Carlos, also known as Grizzly Squirrel.
Person, Cesar, or you can call him Sedjo Poop.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Sedjo or Sed or Poop.
How do you say it? Sedjo or Sedjo, how do you say it?
Tomato, tomato.
But
either one works.
Either way, works. Alright.
Yeah.
And we have Tony.
Tony.
Yeah, you can't forget Tony. Come on.
He's being emo right now. He hasn't said anything.
No, you haven't said anything.
No,
you haven't said anything. Scott was it.
What the fuck?
Scott was it.
Okay.
Oh yeah, Carlos is very loud for the beginning of the show already.
I probably should not be eating during the podcast.
End of my life.
You're gonna be shitting yourself all over the fucking computer.
They just brought these extra flaming hot Cheetos to the East Coast, and they are amazing.
They just came in from the East Coast?
Because apparently they were already on the West Coast.
Man, I don't think so. I just think they're like a limited time thing.
That's what I'm thinking. And Doritos, there's also another type of chips that's Doritos.
Fucking hell.
I think. And it has like different kinds of Doritos, like Doritos spicy nachos, or maybe just nacho cheese in general. And you can't tell the difference because they all look the same. And you can just pick them off, and you might get a nacho cheese or maybe a spicy nacho. You don't know.
Got a gallon of bleach for me?
Gallon of bleach.
Why do you?
Because I want to kill myself. God damn it!
Man, that's not funny. Okay, there's a lot of people who try to kill themselves every year off of bleach.
I find it pretty funny.
Get it, man. The time.
Oh god. We're going to a deep, deep place right now. A deep, scary place. I don't know where if I like where I'm going.
Dank memes. As fuck.
Man. I'm about to hop on Mega Walls.
I have not played that in a while for Minecraft.
They changed it. There's like new maps and like bigger maps and like 20 fucking classes.
How about we really talk about RuneScape, man? RuneScape is awesome.
Nobody even knows what RuneScape is. What is that?
Dude, everybody has played RuneScape.
Hell yeah.
Everybody has played RuneScape in their life.
You thought?
Tony, you played RuneScape, didn't you?
Yeah.
I played Club Penguin. That was the shit.
I remember there was a
Club Penguin.
I tried going on there one time just to, you know, like, just to mess with people. Like, you know, there's all these pictures of people getting banned because of the shit they say to people.
It's 4chan.
4chan is the deep side.
We don't talk about 4chan, you guys.
Yeah, we don't talk about that.
We don't talk about that. Let's not talk about that.
4chan can go to a scary place.
They can end our lives.
4chan is nowhere to be.
One thread goes on there saying, hey, these guys are talking about you, let's fucking fuck them up. Then they get the entire power of the internet and they DDoS.
What's that hacking?
You.
What's that hacking team that was created by 4chan?
Anonymous.
What the hell is
Anonymous? Can we start talking about this?
don't want to fuck with them.
Dude, what about Lizard Squad? What's up with them?
Let's stop talking about this stuff.
What's up with Lizard Squad, though?
Lizard Squad.
Yeah.
Carlos, your IP address on here.
So, what's up with Lizard Squad, man? Like, no, them and...
I don't remember who's Lizard Squad.
I get your IP address. Yep. I make a thread on the random part of 4chan They will DDoS the fuck out of you. They'll find out where you live. They'll send you pizzas and shit. They'll send you.
You're gonna get swatted, man. Chill.
Pizza, dogs. Pizza.
Pizza.
I like pizza.
Don't let them send the pizzas. Pizza.
They're gonna swat your ass, man. You seen what they're doing?
Oh yeah, that was terrible. I remember that. That's not the.
No, I remember a long time ago, there was like this like teenage girl in California. She crashed her car into like a toll booth, and like her fucking body got demolished and shit. And like pictures of her body being all demolished and shit went on the internet. 4chan started like printing those pictures out and mailing it to the family.
Oh no, that's.
But the real question is, did she live?
No, she her face was fucking destroyed, dude.
How did she live if her body was demolished?
That's not answering my question, though. Did she die, though?
Hold up.
Oh my god.
Oh no. Not this song. Wait, can't you get, copyrighted for that?
Fuck that, no. That's not that song. It's another song that's kind of sounds the same, but it's not.
Very similar.
Can you get copyrighted for that other song then?
No. That's a public song. I made that song.
Vicious fuck.
I'll go along with it.
I didn't.
Just cause, like.
And if they copyright me, so what? That song's beautiful.
The beautiful song.
It's the Wall Pocker song.
Paul Walker. The Wall Pocker.
Saul Pocker.
God damn.
Who is Walker?
What are you guys playing right now?
Caesar's playing Old School RuneScape, Carlos is playing Minecraft, and Isaac's playing Mega Walls. Not Isaac. Anthony. Tony, what are you playing?
Playing Minecraft.
You playing the Minecraft?
The Minecraft.
I'm about to go to the factions and go check that place out.
Right now, what I'm doing is playing raid. Dota, but I'm not really playing Dota. I'm just
Why do you still play that shit game?
I'm using Steam Market stuff.
You need to play LoL.
League of Legends.
It's awful. It's a lot worse than Dota.
Didn't you play with your little girlfriend?
I did, but there's a reason why I stopped playing it, because it's awful, obviously.
You had an Asian... What happened to your Asian girlfriend?
She died.
Oh my god.
She died. Just like that. Simple as that. She died.
It was that car accident girl.
She was Asian? That's...
Mm-hmm. Oh my god. Dark turn. We're going into a dark turn time. Dark time, guys. Dark time. I'm not even playing Dota. I'm just like, I'm doing stuff on the Steam Market and everything else. I'm not really playing it. I'm just doing stuff on the Steam Market that involves Dota. That's about it. And yeah. We're on time.
Doing them goddamn drug deals.
Yep. Drug deals and everything. You know? That's just me. I do drug deals on Steam.
Carlos, you still read Crack?
No.
I read this article.
Crack?
It's like comedy articles, but they're really cool. I read this article on Crack. It said that some cartel leaders or cartel soldiers or whatever use this video game to like market their sales for drugs through in-game coins.
Wait,
so they go on the game.
I don't get it. I guess like, so. You could say like
it's like
real world trading.
It's like if I'm on Minecraft right now and I'm talking to Carlos saying, "Hey, want to sell some drugs or buy some drugs? All right, just go to this place right here." They do it all through game.
So you tell me you get game drugs?
No, I don't know how to explain it, but it's something through in game.
So they do what's it called?
Real world trading.
Yeah, I guess you could say that. I guess.
I mean, it's all RuneScape, man.
Come over here, I had to play Play paintball with me.
That's gay as fuck.
That's gay as fuck. Nah, as Carlos would say, just go play some real paintball.
I don't like paintball.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Carlos has been wanting to play paintball for like the last 3 years.
Paintball hurts.
Nobody want to go. Because you a pussy.
That shit's expensive, man.
Hell yeah.
It is expensive.
Just buy your own paintball guns. Have fun in the backyard.
That's no Swerve fun.
Shoots. That's
a thing I want to do right there.
We go to George's place and just put up chairs and tables and shit.
Oh, we can just go in the woods. That'd be better.
Oh, yeah.
That definitely works, too.
Too bad. The paintball kits themselves are pretty expensive, too, if you're trying to get a decent one and not fucking pump shit.
I still haven't used my paintball gun. I just need gas.
What?
My paintball gun has been sitting in the closet for, like, years. It has the balls, the little thing at the top, the tank, and everything. But I haven't put in gas yet.
Yay.
Said balls.
Yes, Carlos, he said balls. Is there a problem?
Hey, George, so when did you come out?
Oh, shit. Hold up. I got this.
He's getting me.
I got this. Hold up. I got this. Hold up, just wait a little bit. Hold up. Just wait a little bit.
I got a better way.
Hold up. Just wait a little bit.
I'm taking a shit.
Hold up.
Pulling out the little app.
Just wait a little bit.
Yeah, the joke is over now.
That's why I told you to wait a little bit, so it wouldn't keep on talking.
Shut fire. Oh my god, I already shot the guns! It's not used in doing it anymore. It's unnecessary. Oh my god. Stop. Oh my god.
So good.
Stop.
I hate you all. Let's
see what's play paintball.
If you guys want to play Minecraft with us, just Skype us at Carlitos5960.
Is that actually a Skype name?
What's your Skype name? Grizzly Squirrel.
No, that's his actual name.
Oh, it's Skype name. I could check out the Skype name. Let me see. Oh, Skype name Carlitos5960. Really is that?
God damn.
Shit, man.
Or you can Skype me at. I don't even know my Skype. Oh, Reckless Monkey.
Gay!
That was an old name.
That was my old Xbox name.
But now that's not even.
Play Xbox with him. Look up Reckless Monkey.
Hell yeah, wait, it's not that anymore.
I love
Blue Math.
Little dick riding piece of shit.
That's the best fucking show in the world.
Little dick nigga.
Shut up, you and your, what do you like?
Anime.
Rigged.
Anime.
Have you guys seen my katana collection?
He's a weeaboo!
God damn.
Carlos would be that kid who grabs the katana and swings it around in the garage and makes a video out of it.
Hell yeah. That's me.
Sponsored by Cutco.
I only like three animes.
He's either the kind of nigga that grabs pigs and swings them around in the outside.
I heard you got pigs out of all those, right?
Yeah, I got
I only like three animes. Shin-chan, One Piece,
Naruto.
I don't know, Dragon Ball Z, but everybody likes Dragon Ball Z.
Why do you say it like that? Naruto. Sounds weird.
Saying like something like, I don't know, say it weird.
I mean, it's like tomato, man.
It just sounds funny.
It's like a dad saying it for the first time.
I think there's an actual way to say it.
What is this show you're watching here? What is this Naruto? Why were there shots fired there?
Because you were firing shots at dads everywhere.
Wait, where's the Hypixel server? Someone link me to that, because I don't... I used to have a lot more servers in my Minecraft.
I'm sorry. If you guys want to play Minecraft with us, just...
My connection doesn't even look right to play,
follow
actually.
Follow me on Twitter at Zoded. The link is in the podcast description.
Faggot.
Is it?
Faggot.
Hell
is, did
yeah.
You really eating during the commentary?
On what?
Hold on. Is this it? Let's look at this. MC HyperX. Alright, let's look at this.
Welcome copy. Back to How Not to Commentate with Zoded.
This fucking shit,
whoa,
man.
Whoa, hey guys.
Shots fired.
Whoa.
Welcome man.
To EB. Whoa, hey guys.
I'm addicted
welcome
to
these
EB
Games.
Extra Flamin' Hot Cheetos.
Shut up, Fred.
I really want to try
shit about you.
They're really good.
Cheetos. No one cares about your Cheetos, goddammit.
Nobody cares about... Oh, Carlos is just mad because he ain't got none.
What the hell are you talking about, Fred?
Shot fired.
Hey, where did you get them?
I got
so I can
they
maybe try
the,
to get
the gas station outside of my house. Just let you guys know, I'm the world's greatest Trouble in Lineville player.
Shut up.
Lies. All lies.
Damn.
I'm the best. If you play me, I will beat you.
Shut up.
Y'all want to play some Mega Walls?
Oh, yes. Let's do that.
Wait, let me finish this game of Trouble in Lineville.
Mega Wall sucks now.
Sorry, guys. I'm playing RuneScape.
Oh, wait. Yeah, never mind. I don't want to play Mega Walls. Never mind. Because,
oh, no.
Play paintball.
Yeah, they
play paintball.
People play to win now. I mean, pay to win now.
Oh, wait, I can't play.
Like, there's classes where you could just buy, and there's like they already have diamond swords, and they invade the base and just straight up kill you.
So
it's
Carlos, just for the fun, bro.
No, it is not fun for us.
Yeah, it's not fun when you're not using a pay to win class.
Yeah, because like right when you're building your base up and everything, and the walls come down, they immediately invade your base and they straight up ambush you.
Dude, that's why we gotta find diamonds from the hacks or something.
The middle?
It only comes from the middle.
Yeah.
Iron armor is okay. It's alright.
No, it is not.
No, it's not. Not anymore. It's kinda garbage now, actually.
So what are we gonna do then? Since we can't do mega walls, apparently.
Paintball!
Oh, look at me. I'm trying to finish this Trouble in Mineville game. No, I wanna play that at Castle Siege game.
I can't play on that server.
Oh, yeah, Carlos can't play on that server because he got banned.
Yeah, get on your brother's account.
Tony's on that account.
That one.
What damn.
Let's get questions from the viewers.
Shut up.
That's a thing.
We have viewers?
Hell yeah, no we don't.
We can get questions from the viewers?
Shut up. Don't believe him. You're only going to make him do more shit. More dumb shit.
Carlos is all crazy.
You sound like a more hater than an actual hater.
Yeah, man, you gotta have motivation for this.
Fuck motivation.
Nah, that's depressing.
Hey, fuck boys, join the TNT. What's it called? TNT?
No, I don't listen to people who demotivate people.
Yeah, this is the
demotivate.
The same reason why you quit on the server.
I guess I'm gonna play by myself then. Have so much fun all by myself.
Yeah,
same, bro.
Carlos has a lot of fun by himself, if you know what I mean.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
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 You really make that noise when you're. You're like, you know.
That's the noise I make when
that's
I fat.
Noise you make.
Yep.
Nah, Carlos,
like,
does it dry.
Please don't.
Stop these. Stop it.
Yeah, Kev Jumba's a monk now.
Yeah, Kev Jumba's a monk.
I don't. That's sad.
Oh, yeah. Right. I mean, I don't know.
Oh, I like Kev Jumba.
He's a good YouTuber.
But he quit.
I liked him more than Nick Higa, to be honest.
And he never quit. He just said he might come back.
He said he might come back, but that possibility is, you know. But he's promoting Hinduism. I don't know, George. Aren't you go to smart school? What's Hinduism?
It's basically when it's the one religion that believes in a lot of gods and stuff.
Oh, that's the Indian people. Quran.
Sure.
But yeah. What's his face? He's a monk now. Kev Jumba's a monk.
I don't fucking know. I'm ignorant in this. Make sure you guys call me that too. Ignorant!
Alright, these are questions from the people.
Really?
We have people.
Are they really questions?
Dude, yeah. we have Twitter questions? Where people can ask us questions and stuff.
Hell yeah.
Or Reddit? It could be Reddit, Carlos.
These are questions.
I don't know what it is. But apparently we get these questions from somewhere.
Eric, link me to these questions. I want to see these questions.
Okay, first question.
Only Anthony has access to look at the questions.
Only he does, apparently.
How would you survive a zombie apocalypse?
Really,
Anthony? I don't know.
They asked us that question.
These are pretty basic questions. I'm starting to feel like this is Anthony making these questions right now.
No, I went on random questions.net.
Oh my god.
This guy asked, what is better, Skittles or pizza?
Skittles or pizza?
I'd
say pizza, I guess. I don't like Skittles at all. Not really.
I wouldn't dog down some Skittles like that. I mean, like, I'd have a couple every once in a while, but that's it.
Skittles aren't my favorite thing in the world. Not really. They're like M&M's. I don't like M&M's.
Taste
that well
the
either.
Rainbow, man.
I feel like they give only like they're only basic, like Skittles are like basic Starburst. They're like smaller Starbursts.
Skittles hurt my tongue. Or those are the sour Skittles. The sour Skittles hurt my tongue.
Sour Skittles are not that bad, but I still don't think that's
they hurt.
Skittles.
They fucking cut your tongue up and get that big dent in the middle of your tongue.
How do you get a cut in your tongue?
You never ate like
what
sour
Skittles were you eating?
I have, but no. I've never.
Like you get that little thing on your tongue, the little line in your tongue.
What line?
No.
I've never had that experience.
What the fuck are you talking about?
You should go see a doctor.
Sorry.
You guys are weird.
I know that there was this one time that I had this terrible experience. Like, I ate this whole Shockers bag. Like, you guys remember Shockers bags?
Shockers,
like,
oh, those are the shit back then.
They're still a thing.
Those sour candies. I know, they're not as somewhere. They're not as much as a thing as they used to be. They're selling all the everywhere, but now they don't.
I mean, they still sell them, I mean, somewhere in, like, rare places and shit.
Yeah, but now they used to them a lot, but like I said, I ate like a whole bag like at once, and now it's like such a terrible experience.
I remember how Christian he grabbed a handful of Shockers, he just put them in his mouth. That was the funniest thing I've ever seen him do right there.
I'm sure.
And he's not a funny person. He doesn't do funny things.
This is true.
Sure he does. If you watch him play FIFA, he just like
he's
that
rage
right
is and rage
is
more.
Who is your favorite superhero?
These favorite nuts!
Hero.
You're gay as fuck, man.
I don't know. These questions are gay as fuck. I'm about to go to another website.
Hey, but we still gotta answer. Who's our favorite superhero?
Spider-Man.
So basic.
Of course.
I think my dad.
Spider-Man.
Okay. He's very inspirational.
Y'all know what the Suicide Squad is?
Yeah.
I've heard of it.
Did you see the trailer?
Yeah.
I'm fucking psyched for that movie.
You know there's a new Fantastic Four?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that's
I don't like the guy who plays Mr. Fantastic, Miles Teller.
I don't like it. I think this is not gonna be as better than the first one. The first
people say that it's gonna be really good.
It's gonna be like the original Spider-Man's and the new Spider-Man.
Just because it
looks sleeker and better, it might not be better though.
I like the new Spider-Mans. At least the first one I did.
Shut up.
I like the first one.
They were
hell
shit.
Hell no, shut the fuck up.
Original Spider-Man Forevers.
Hell yeah.
The original Spider-Man was terrible.
You were terrible. Okay, the third one was kind of bad, but the first two were amazing.
No.
It's still better than the newer ones.
Still better than the newer ones, that's all I gotta say.
I don't know.
No, the new ones are fucking awful.
The new ones went with the comics, which is something that you don't see every day or every movie
wants,
at least.
If a spot, I mean, whatever.
Whatever.
Like you're complaining to like most of the Marvel fans that like the comics.
I was telling Luis the original Spider-Man is more realistic because he's an actual spider power shooting it out of his body. But Luis was like, if you want to be realistic, he'd be shooting it out of his butt because that's where spiders actually shoot their webs at him.
Exactly.
But then again, I liked it because it actually came out of his body instead of a little fucking machine.
I don't know.
Hell yeah.
I think it's more legit. It doesn't matter. I mean, it doesn't matter to me, but I don't mind that at all. I don't mind either.
You know what my favorite part was?
And since it's going, what?
When Uncle Ben died.
That's fucked up.
Your favorite part was when Uncle Ben died. Okay, we're not talking to you anymore, Tony. Get out of here. We're not. You're not.
Your favorite part was when Uncle Ben died.
Okay.
Oh my god. Dude, let's talk about the Nether, because that's what our name says.
Of course.
I like fighting those fucking piggies that are in there.
Carlos, you're going to the Nether when you die.
So
I don't know if you noticed, but George is really happy.
Because
why are you happy? What law changed a couple weeks ago?
I don't know.
I think because gay marriage is allowed now.
Gay marriage is allowed now, and George is very, very happy.
Okay. That's why.
You should have seen the text. He sent me a text message saying, dude, it finally freaking happened. It finally happened.
You know, some people are very sensitive to this topic, so I don't know.
I really don't care.
It seems like a very insulting thing to say.
If they want to get married, I really don't care. That's all I gotta
say.
Exactly. Like, them getting married isn't gonna affect me at all. Like, it really doesn't. George, if you were gay and you got married, I really don't care. So that's what I'd say. Just be open, George. You can be free now.
It's too bad.
But you don't feel oppressed. And you go farther. I know you want to be a woman. Caitlyn Jenner did it.
Okay. I see that. She did it in that. What was it? I don't quite remember what. Emmys, I think it was. Was it the Emmys?
Yeah, she did a speech.
I don't know. It's ESPN. Sports Awards or something.
ESPN.
Guess who won Best International Athlete?
I did.
Ooh. Wasn't that that one chick?
Your boy Messi.
Oh, never mind.
Was he there?
No, he wasn't there to accept it.
Was he not expecting it or something? I don't understand.
I think they announced it at the show. Here's a good question. Would you give a homeless person CPR if they were dying?
Well, I don't know.
Fucking mouth to mouth, dude. Fucking mouth to mouth.
I'll probably call somebody. I wouldn't do anything.
You don't have to do mouth to mouth. Like, I've done CPR classes, like...
I want to hear a assessor. You're just gonna sit there and let him die? Just like, hey, can somebody come help this guy?
I don't know what to do, to be honest. I'll probably just...
They're gonna make you take CPR classes. That's a graduate requirement now.
Yeah, I know. It's a high school thingy.
Yeah, I already done that. I already have my CPR thing, so I know how to do it. I mean, you don't have to do mouth to mouth. I mean, it's like part of the process, but like, I mean, you can also just like
trying to look for an excuse not to touch the homeless person. You horrible person.
I mean, I'm still touching him though because I'm helping the heart. I'm just not gonna be mouth to mouthing him. I mean, if it comes to it, I might.
What if it was a hot homeless woman?
I'll do it. It won't be a problem.
You are such a horrible person. What if that hot homeless woman has AIDS?
It's not like I'm having sex with her, Anthony.
George is saying AIDS is good, everybody.
Yeah, I won't contract AIDS if I'm kissing her.
That is true, yeah.
What do you have, like a blister in your mouth or something? I don't know.
If it's an open wound, then probably.
Yeah, they both have it.
Nobody would ever try to risk that. Like, you'd be dying if you
did
something.
When something happens, you don't really think a lot.
So, first of all, how would you know if they have AIDS in the first place?
You wouldn't. You find out when
you find out later when you get AIDS.
So then you wouldn't be hesitating at all about the AIDS stuff.
Yes.
So.
Totally. Watch, now that gay marriage is approved, AIDS is gonna rise like.
Has there been a gay divorce yet?
Did you guys see the Batman and Superman trailer?
No.
No, yeah. I did. It was a. It was alright. I don't think it's gonna. I don't know. I don't know about the movies, all I gotta say. I don't know if I'm gonna like it or not.
Like, I like the, How much people are they going to be in it? It's like going to be like an Avengers movie, but for DC Universe. And
well, yeah, Wonder Woman's in it.
Yeah, isn't there gonna be a lot more people than Wonder Woman though? Like, I think
more Flash.
That green guy. I don't know his name, but
green
I
remember
the
green fucking
Green Arrow.
Or green no,
Arrow.
No, the
Green Arrow. Green Arrow.
He was an alien.
Green Lantern.
He looks what? Like. I gotta look it up in DC Comics. Green Fuck. Character.
Hulk! Hulk!
Hulk is Hulk. In Marvel.
Oh, Marvel, dumbass.
I know.
Tony, you have glasses. You should have, like, more knowledge than all of us.
Don't fuck.
I was joking, you fuckboy.
Yeah, you fuckboy.
It's probably Green Lantern.
You're pretty sure you're thinking of Green Lantern. You know Green Lantern was an alien, too, right?
Yeah, he's an alien.
I know, but not... It's... The Justice League, dude.
Yeah, he's
Green
in the
fucking Lantern.
Oh no!
Martian Manhunter. Martian Manhunter.
Yep, that is him. Yep, that's who I was talking about. Like, see, you guys telling me it's Rocky.
Hey, shut the fuck up!
Shut the Hulk. Hell up!
Yeah, they're gonna have Aquaman, Wonder Woman, Lex Luthor, Rick. The Flash.
Do they have Oh hell yeah!
This Inside Out movie actually got really good ratings. The Minions movie was trash. It was okay.
You haven't even seen it, though.
I don't know. I just
have you seen it?
I listened to online critics.
Watching little kids movie.
Hell yeah! What about that new spy movie? The
General
Spy.
Lois Lane. Who's Lois Lane?
That's Clark's the Superman's bitch.
Okay. Yeah. I was figuring. I thought I heard that character from somewhere. I don't know much of the DC universe. What I'm really psyched about is there's gonna be so many great movies next year. There's gonna be the
George.
Superman versus Batman movie. Then it's gonna be. Captain America movie?
None of that fucking matters. The only thing that matters is Star Wars coming out at the end of the year.
I've still not seen any of this.
I'm telling you, I have the movies. We could just spend a couple days watching them. Boom, you'll get hooked.
They're done. Yeah, it's a lot of work. Like, how much movies are there? Like, six? Seven?
Six.
Uh-huh.
I'm gonna go to the midnight premiere and watch it. I'm serious. I'm gonna go to the midnight premiere and I'm gonna go watch it.
Do they have it over here?
Huh?
Do they have it over here?
The midnight premiere, probably.
But, yeah, like I was saying, the Marvel movie, Captain America movie, it's Civil War. It's gonna have a lot of people. A lot of Marvel characters. This is basically gonna be like another... Like, it's gonna
Marvel?
Be...
I don't give a crap until they bring Spider-Man in.
Yeah, they're gonna bring Spider-Man in.
Spider-Man's in it? Seriously?
Yeah, they're gonna have Spider-Man, maybe the Hulk. Let me look at it.
Is it the Spider-Man from The Amazing Spider-Man?
I don't know, they haven't said anything about it yet.
If it's that, then I'm not watching it.
Civil War, Captain America.
I only want Tobey Maguire to be in it.
I don't think they're gonna have Tobey Maguire. He's a dead... What? They're probably gonna have a whole new character in general.
No, yeah, they're remaking Spider-Man again, and this time it's gonna be like him in high school.
What?
Well, wasn't he in high school in the new Spider-Mans?
I don't know, I've never seen him, but I know they're trash.
Oh my god. Oh, it's gonna be Tom Holland.
Hey,
that's
quick.
Gonna be the new Spider-Man. Who is that?
And they're
that
bringing
guy,
two young people to be all these characters.
He is. I don't know. He's from The Impossible. He is from How I Live Now. Tom Hardy. Yeah, he's not from a lot of known movies.
What the hell?
Yeah,
we should go running more.
It was The Punisher in 2008. That's the one that got R-rated.
Dang.
Ryan fucking.
But yeah, Deadpool's gonna be great. I'm going to love it.
It's the same guy from the Green Lantern. I just noticed that. Ryan Reynolds.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wasn't that something? He was also the guy from the Wolverine Origins too. What other movies are coming for next year? I know there's is Deadpool coming next year or is that 2017?
February.
2016 or 17?
16.
Oh wow, that's early. I cannot wait for that.
Dude, Star Wars over everything.
Oh, apparently, from what I heard, there's an actual football World Cup or football. Yeah. You know, World Cup and
you know America. What it's called? Let me see. American football is making its way to United Kingdom, right?
Really? Isn't that called rugby?
No. It's like in the sea. It's like during the I know. I'm saying during the NFL season, like a couple teams go over there and have their games in the United Kingdom. There's like a big NFL audience over there. Like seriously, and they're actually thinking about making a United Kingdom team, but.
Interesting.
But they don't.
I think they will wreck them because of rugby.
But they don't. They probably don't want to do it because, like, if they do make a team there in the stadium, they gotta travel from England all the way over there and travel around a lot like that. Every time they have home games.
There's a football World Cup apparently, or something like that. It's called the International Federation of American Football World Championship. It's like the World Cup, and I've looked at it, and it's like.
Well, my boy.
And Team USA.
The New York Giants are gonna win it.
What?
What the hell?
No, it's like the whole countries. It's like countries.
Oh, countries.
Play. Yeah. I looked in the news and it's Team USA beat France by 82-0.
Yeah.
France can't win anything.
which is very a sick, nasty score considering. That's like 12 touchdowns, I believe, or something like that. Maybe 11. I don't know. I don't quite remember the mass on football because I don't really watch it that much.
Where is it hosted at?
I don't know. I'm not sure. I don't know the details to it, but they're making it's basically football is making its place in the world.
Do you have any scars?
What are you talking about?
Somebody just asked me that.
Are you talking to somebody in the...
Yeah, they asked me.
Was it a guy?
Do you have any scars?
I don't know. What kind of person are you talking to right now?
I don't know. This guy's... I remember one time I was on a... what was it? It was... Oh, remember when we used to do Block TV?
Block TV.
No.
Seems so long ago, I don't think I remember.
Well, me and my Rodrigo, my cousin, he tried to do it. We tried to go on Block TV. And, so we were just chilling there in front of the webcam. Then this guy just got onto the blog and told us that he wanted to see our feet.
Foot fetish.
And I was like, that was like years ago. I didn't understand why he wanted to see our feet.
Did you show him your feet?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
I didn't know what he wanted.
I didn't know. I was innocent back then.
I didn't know what that meant. I was like, okay, this guy's weird.
Well, apparently,
can't imagine a Japanese American football team. I mean, yeah.
Oh, God.
They look all small.
They'd be all small and shit.
Oh, yeah, well, they do have sumo wrestlers.
Let me look at this.
What good is that going to do? What good is that going to do?
I mean, they'll be great defense. They'll be great defense, I'll tell you that.
You just need the footwork.
Hell yeah.
Like, do people from the NFL play for the Team USA and shit?
I guess so. I don't know. If I haven't
heard about it on the sports news, then it's probably not that big.
Yeah, it's not like NFL. It's college teams or college kids or something like that. Like kids that just came out of college or something. I'm not sure.
Oh, so it's not NFL players. It's just like volunteer college players.
I think so. Something like that.
Yeah, and it's not that interesting. Kind of stupid, though, that
BRB.
It's like an international competition, but only one country is the only one that, like, is professional and does all that shit.
I don't know. Maybe some other people do. I mean, in Mexico, they have baseball and soccer.
Wait, is there a Mexico team?
For what?
The football.
Yeah. They're playing. They're going to play against France for a bronze medal.
Oof. If America shit on an 82-0, we could probably beat them. I kind of want to watch that game.
I don't know where you can watch that game at all, to be honest. I think you'd have to watch that in a stream or something.
Them returning a punt or kicking a ball is probably going to be a field goal all the way from the end.
Oh, God.
Apparently, it's hosted in the United States.
Fuck yeah. When you want to beat somebody in your own game, you got to host it in your own place.
That's right. All right. Okay, so here goes the bracket apparently. The quarterfinals was South Korea 6, Australia 47, Brazil 6, France 31, Mexico 6, United States 30. Semifinals. I don't understand this. Apparently semifinals was Japan 35, Mexico 7. Dang. It seems like Japan and United States just to dominate the other teams.
Interrupting advertisement. Hey, what's up, guys? It's Anthony, also known as Zoded from the Nether Den. So far, I would like to thank you guys for listening to the podcast. We may have just started, but it's going to turn out real good. And you can trust us because we're Jewish. Well, I mean, we're not really Jewish, but, you know, my uncle's Jewish. Well, I mean, he kind of became Jewish later on in life, but, you know, whatever. Make sure you follow us on Twitter at Comedy vs. Action, our gaming Twitter at CVA Gaming, and my personal account at Zoded. If you would like any questions answered, please tweet us at any of the Twitters that I just mentioned. Also, if you would like to play any of the games that we play, you know, if you want to play with us on the games, not play, you know, that sounded wrong, but still, if you'd like to play with us, just tweet us. And don't be afraid to tweet us, because we will most likely tweet back. Because, you know, we have nothing better to do. But, you know, yeah, fuck it, screw it. Now to finish off this episode is a very, very hefty session of... Would you rather? That was my attempt at a very shocking voice. Fuck it, cue the music. Would you rather save the life of a starving African child that you will never meet, or have an actual working lightsaber?
Oh god, lightsaber all the way. Oh god.
I'm sad to say.
There's a bunch of other African little kids you can save, I mean. But you can never get a lightsaber. I'm so fucked up.
I mean, is it wrong to not want a lightsaber?
I mean, first off, I'm never gonna meet the kid, so I mean,
it's not like you need to meet him. It's just that you get to save a life.
But lightsabers, dude.
I know. I mean,
imagine how many lives you can destroy with that lightsaber.
Yeah. I don't think it's the big point.
One kid's gonna have to take one for the team.
I mean, is it wrong?
It is hella wrong. I mean, lightsaber all the way. Screw it.
Would you rather have no internet or no cell phone? That's easy. No cell phone.
No cell phone. Just get on your fucking iPad.
Yeah, you don't need a cell phone. That's an iPod. An iPod can work as a cell phone. I mean, most people use Cake or iMessage for the most part anyway.
I don't have, but
what if you're on the go? You're gonna have to rely on somebody's hotspot.
I mean, if there's no more cell... Well, if we're talking about no cell phone in general, like, there's not gonna be any more cell phones in the world... Then I guess everybody would mostly rely on internet and Wi-Fi. So,
would you
basically there'd be Wi-Fi everywhere?
Would you rather legally change your last name to Hitler, or never eat chocolate again?
Hitler it is.
What? I'm not that big a fan of chocolate. So I don't care. I won't eat chocolate anymore.
Call me Hitler.
I don't know.
Would you rather have? Hold on, this is a good one. This one makes you think. Would you rather have no one show up to your wedding or your funeral?
Oh, shit. Wedding it is.
Yeah, I don't give a shit.
I mean,
show up to my wedding.
Who the fuck said I was getting a
funeral,
wedding? Who the fuck said I was getting a wedding?
I mean, if it's a funeral, you're not even going to be knowing who's going to be attending in the first place.
Okay, so. Who the fuck's attending your wedding?
I mean, I don't mind a wedding. Wait, people being annoying. Like, I'm thinking mostly
does it really
like
matter if people, does it really matter if someone shows up for you? That necessarily a bad thing?
Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like, does it matter? Like, because you're not gonna be there to actually know because you're dead. So I would say funeral.
Would
you? Some people in the comments are saying. Some people are saying I'm so dead I wouldn't care. I'm dead, so I wouldn't care who's there or not. No one's showing up. If you know the service means you've lived up to not a good life, so I'd rather have no one to show up at work.
Wait, are you on the same website I am?
Yeah. Would
you rather be
The richest person on the planet or immortal? Immortal, nigga, damn.
Ooh, I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know? Immortal's better. Immortal, no, you can lose money, but you don't die at least.
Yeah, but when
but you're if immortal, you're immortal, you're gonna be living up. You're gonna living up to a lot of bad things that might happen. Like you might be there to when the world ends, and that's
it's better than.
That's not
care.
Gonna be a great thing to experience at all.
And plus, if you're even if you're immortal, doesn't mean you can't suffer. And plus, imagine what you can do with all the money in the world.
Would you rather live in a world where there were no problems, or live in a world where you rule?
No.
No problems. No problems.
Yeah, no problems. I mean, it doesn't matter. If you rule, there's still gonna be problems, and you have to deal with those problems if you rule.
Hell yeah.
This is a good one. This is gonna make you feel even shittier. Would you rather receive $1 billion or have $10,000 go each to 100,000 poor African families?
I don't think I'm living a good life right now. I don't want Africans.
Screw that, I want a fucking Lamborghini.
I don't mind not having... I'm living pretty good right now. It doesn't matter to me.
Can I just take, like, the $1 billion and then give, like, $10 million to poor families?
I mean, maybe they... Yeah, you can just do that. You can just get, like... You can just get money and then give.
Yeah,
I go with that.
Oh, yeah.
Y'all are making me feel shitty. Okay, would you rather... get filthy rich in a way that disappoints your family, or just barely enough to make it through with only enough money to get by?
Nah, I like the first one option better. I mean,
I'll sell meth.
Like, it'll get better eventually. Like,
yeah,
I'll
buy them a Mercedes and they'll be like, ah, we don't care anymore.
Yeah, something like that. Oh, you know, would you rather know the date of your death? Or mm-hmm. the cause of your death. Death cannot be avoided by acting upon this knowledge.
I want to know the cause of my death so I can avoid it.
Hell no, but get
no,
but then
you can't avoid it.
That's true. But I want to know when it happens, though.
But
you can't.
But like, if you know what causes it, then you'll be paranoid of that one thing for the rest of your life.
Yeah, but then if I know the
date,
I'll
say date of your death.
No, but if okay, let's say you knew the date of your death, and then it was tomorrow.
Then you can do.
You'd feel all shitty.
Oh, God.
But if you know the cause of your death, you won't know when it happens, so you just gotta...
Yeah, but...
happen whenever.
But think about this. Like, so if your cause of death is a car accident, you're never gonna be driving a car anymore, which is gonna be a terrible thing. And if you know the date of your death, like, it could be, like, a year from now. And you could, like, make a bucket list or something and do all that stuff, and it won't even matter because...
I'm glad I don't know any of that shit.
Now say if like it was no. like milk.
Now this one
you would never be able to live.
This one's fucked right here. Would you rather using your bare hands end the life of an average human baby or 100 cute puppies?
End the life of a
puppies.
Yeah, puppies. I mean, you can't get in as much trouble as that. If I did that to a baby, I'd go to jail for like a long time.
Everyone would look down on you.
Yeah, but if it was 100 cute puppies...
And it's a baby!
See, but...
It's a baby!
The thing about a baby is... A baby's on record. It's a citizen. It's in the population now. So if I kill it, they'll know if it dies. If I kill 100...
Let's not forget, it's a baby.
If I kill 100 puppies... I could... Nobody's gonna know.
Oh my god.
That's some fucked up shit.
Would you rather go deaf in one ear... or only be able to use the internet 1 hour per week?
Deaf on the ear.
Deaf on the ear, screw that.
Deaf on the ear?
Yeah, you can still hear, so it's not that bad.
No. But I could live off with the internet by just 1 hour.
Screw that. Yeah, deaf on the ear. That's not even enough time to, you know...
Oh, God.
You know. I don't know. That's a hard one. I think,
Fuck a deaf one ear? How's that a hard one?
I know. You used to hear out of one ear.
I guess there's technology to fix that, I guess.
Dude, just get a hearing aid or something. How are you still trying to decide on this?
I am because I like hearing both my ears. You know how good music is nowadays?
Oh, we can still listen to it, man. You're not completely
deaf. That's not as good as listening in just one ear. I've tried that. Like, I've had broken headphones, and it's not a fun time.
You know what else isn't a fun time? Having to listen to Pandora for only 1 hour. And then you're done for the whole week.
Well, that's why you don't go to Pandora. You download your own music.
A 1 hour... How are you still trying to decide on this? This is what I'm trying to still figure out.
Because you don't need the internet to watch, to do actual things like watch TV or play soccer.
But you could live your life normally just with one ear.
Yes and no.
You probably can't even finish a game of Dota.
Yeah, your one fucking game of Dota is, like, last...
Oh, well, let's play RuneScape then. I don't care.
1 hour of RuneScape a week, you could barely go up a couple skill levels.
With 1 hour.
George, just fucking decide. Just pick the obvious.
I'll pick. One hour. I'm going with the 1 hour one.
Would God you? Damn. Okay.
I may have.
Would you play Russian roulette just one time with one bullet for $100 million?
Hell yeah.
Wait, how long? How does Russian roulette work in the first place? Do you like?
It's a revolver.
Put a gun in your mouth and you shoot it. Or you can just put it in your head.
How long does that take? Like,
until somebody dies.
Oh, no.
You know how, like... what do you
mean? It's like a 1 in 6 chance of...
Yeah.
Seeing a shot, I think.
They take out the little cartridge, they put the bullet in, and they spin it, and then they pop it back.
What's the other one?
It's just yes or no. Sure. Yes or no, if you...
Oh,
if...
No. I wouldn't.
I would. If knowing that...
I would not, like... I would not like to play with my luck.
I'm gonna go undecided with that one.
I would say yeah.
Hell no, I ain't ready to die.
You can survive from that.
But it's from your
really.
Yeah, brain. You survive from your thought. It's like, I'll take my chances.
I wouldn't. I don't like my chances. My chances aren't well.
It's 1 in 6 chance of you getting shot.
Okay, here goes a good one. Do you rather have a rewind button in your life or have a pause button?
Rewind.
Pause. Life? No, wait, rewind, yes.
You fucked rewind. Up something, just rewind.
Yeah.
And plus, if you just want to pause it, just rewind it multiple times. Duh.
Yeah, exactly. That
sounds right. What are 50-50 questions?
Oh, okay. Would you rather be completely blind during the day but have perfect vision at the night, or be deaf and mute during the day but have perfect hearing and able to speak at the night?
Both suck. Okay. I don't want any of those.
Hell, I don't know. I'd take the
blindness during the day.
Yeah.
What? I'd take. Y'all are stupid.
Oh, what would you do?
I'd not do any of those. I like my life.
Actually, I like that for me because then you can still text and stuff, and that's not hard. But when you're blind in a day, you can't really say hi to people or anything, or even text people, stuff like that.
And then, sign language.
Yeah, but no, sign language is different. From...
Yeah, I'm joking.
Yeah. All right. So.
What is bullshit? This is fucking bullshit. Minecraft is fucking bullshit. Here, it's fucking bullshit games and bullshit. It's just bullshit. All this fucking bullshit shit.
Huh, this is interesting. Would you rather be the opposite gender for a day or be a kid again for a day?
Well, I'm already. I mean, like, you know.
Opposite gender.
I hated a kid. You know, I hated being a kid.
Yeah, I'd like to see the life of a girl.
George, if you, what do you mean life? You'd be going into a boy if you switched genders.
Oh, okay.
Just called you a girl if you didn't.
Oh my god, I just saw the post of the average babies. Okay, would you rather live in a 5-star prison or the poorest country in the world?
5-star prison.
What the hell?
Hey, as long as
at least I'll live comfortably.
Getting raped in the ass.
Not bad.
Hey, if you make everyone else rich, you don't get raped.
Yeah, just pay them all.
Would you rather have a
zombie apocalypse? You can be the richest man in the island, man. Or whatever it is.
Would you rather have a zombie apocalypse or World War III?
Zombie apocalypse, probably.
I don't know. I think a World War III wouldn't be that
bad. We live near the biggest basins on the East Coast, man. We're going to get bombed.
Yeah, I see that. But I don't think the U.S. would ever get involved in, like,
anything dangerous. Like
they will. They get involved every time the smallest thing happens.
But yeah, like we don't ever get invaded like that. We're not ever close to the countries that actually want
to
fight us. Like,
nobody wants to fuck with America.
That and Mexico and Canada are not that big of a threat. They're not. They are a threat, but they're not. They don't got the balls to be a threat.
Oh God.
Look, Cuba tried, but they fucked up. We
Cuba's small as fuck.
Hey, took our way or things away from them. I don't know.
They took our jibs.
All right. Well, that's it for today's podcast. If you want to play Minecraft with us or do any other shit or ask us any questions or any blah 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 blah, just follow us on Twitter at CVA Gaming or at Comedy Versus Action or at my personal account Zoded. I'm Zoded
and this is George / Cookie Koala.
I'm Tony
and I'm Poop.
He's Poop. Until next time.